Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. We're getting ready for a big week in Kansas City, Missouri. That is for the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, followed or actually overlaps with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. We've talked about that with NAFB Executive Director Tom Brand. Let's talk about the NAMA Trends Conference here with the chairman for the conference, and that's Gardner Hatch. He works with Bader Rutter and is, like I said, the chair for this year's program. Gardner, it's great to talk to you about this upcoming NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I know you're the chair of the committee for that this year. I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about the theme for this year's conference.
Well, yeah, thanks, Chuck, and thanks for having me on. The Trends in Ag, as most agri-marketers know, is NAMA's fall meeting, and they try to take a look at what's ahead, what are some of the trends that are driving agriculture that affect agri-marketers. And I'm actually, our committee worked and we kind of brainstormed on some ideas as far as what would be pertinent for this year. And we really landed on productivity as an encompassing theme. And the theme of the session is making progress through productivity.
Well, that's, I think, a great theme to have, since there is so much focus on the need to produce more food to feed all the people in this growing population we got in the world. Let's take a look at the program for a minute. Things kick off Tuesday afternoon, run through Wednesday afternoon. Why don't you just point out some of the highlights that you think we've got for the program this year?
Sure. When we came up with productivity, we were really looking at it in two different ways. We wanted to, like you said, everything is about productivity these days, and it seems to be especially fitting, now that many experts are saying that we've passed the 7 billion mark in world population. So there's increased demand on agriculture to increase productivity, and I think anyone who gets out in the field and talks to producers in the channel, they're finding that increased pressure to not only feed clothe the world, but also for everyone to all growers to increase productivity. So we saw a theme there, and we also saw a theme in productivity really in our daily professional lives as well. And that we're all asked to do more and more, and here we have our smartphones and our computers and instant access to information, but yet it seems like many of us are struggling to keep up with productivity as we're being asked to do more and more every day. So we thought we'd bring those two things together, productivity for agri-marketers and then productivity for really agriculture and agriculture in general, and bring those two things together for the theme that we have for this fall. And we're really, what we're doing is opening up the session with a speaker. He's Paul Burton. He's author of Quiet Spacing. And he is going to deliver a presentation on how we can all, as agri-marketers, be more productive. And this is a person that we chose not because he's going to give an interesting talk and we kind of walk away with, wow, that was great, but he's going to provide those in attendance with several things that they can take home with them back to their offices for everybody to increase their productivity. So we thought that was, that was really important. One of our criteria for developing the program was really to have something for everyone and for everyone to be able to bring some good information and good tips home. So he's really kicking off the program and talking about professional productivity. And then we get into some other themes around productivity and ag. We have a session on trends in energy and alternative fuels, and that's all around what are the influencers that are driving demand for ethanol and other plant-based energy. We have Nathan Schacht, who's Director of Public Relations for POET, and another presenter from Ohio State University who will look into not only alternative energy and fuels, but everything around that whole issue in meeting the drive to increase production to meet the demand for fuels. So that will be a very interesting session as well. Then we get into another session on productivity in the field and how growers in the channel are being more productive, how they're getting their information and how they're increasing their productivity. And more importantly, what are they looking for from agri-marketers, us communicators and marketers? How can we communicate with them more effectively? And we have a panel that's being led by Max Armstrong, broadcaster, and we have a retailer and a grain producer in addition to two people from the cattle industry, and they will be on the panel to talk about how they get their information and how some of the things that they've used to increase productivity, whether it's kind of tried and true kinds of tools and techniques to new technology or new ways of getting information. And this is a panel that I personally worked on, and I've worked with the presenters, and we've had a lot of dialogue about what they've been looking for from agri-marketers, and they're going to have a lot of really good information.
So these sessions are kind of to not only educate agri-marketers about these specific topic areas, but also to get feedback from people involved in them in terms of what are the best ways to, give them some ideas for doing marketing campaigns.
Exactly. We went back and looked at some of the feedback from some of the other fall trend sessions. And one of the things that came out was that some of the sessions were very informative, but it was, what can I take home? What's my take home from this? How can I apply this to my daily work as an agri-marketer? So when we looked at the program, we wanted to have programs that stayed true to presenting trends in agriculture, but also provide real-life good information that agri-marketers can take home. So when you hear about a cattle producer or a retailer or a grower talking about how they get their information, what they like and don't like, what they think about social media tools, are they advocating and why, and really nuggets of good information that agri-marketers can take home with them and apply to their marketing plans. I know a lot of people are in planning for 2012, so we try to make a lot of this the presentations informative in that way, and also we have allowed for more interaction as well in the sessions, so that we have either a panel discussion or a kind of a one-on-one presentation, but then we allow a lot of time for Q&A and discussion at the end that we're going to really encourage, so that the attendees can really get something out of these sessions.
Great. And now we've got a couple of more sessions, which will focus on exports for trade, as well as our closing speaker talking about the productivity aspect of feeding a growing population too, right?
That's right. And again, the exports for trade, that covers a lot of areas from the export markets to trade policies to grain. Transportation issues, so that's another wide, broad encompassing topic for agri-marketers. And then the last session, productivity to feed a growing population, which is actually a joint session with NAFB, that'll help serve to transition to the NAFB convention, which will be starting on that day. We have Jeff Simmons, who's president of Elanco Animal Health, and many agri-marketers will remember that he received the 2011 Agribusiness Leader of the Year Award at the spring NAMA session. And I, for one, was in the room when he gave his acceptance speech, and I was blown away at his really dynamic presentation style. And he's truly a visionary leader in the industry as far as what it's going to take to feed a growing population. Mm-hmm. So the committee felt like it would be great to bring him back and have him talk in a more expanded session on those topics, on the future of ag and what it's going to take to feed the world. So, again, getting back to that productivity message, but that should be a very interesting, a very dynamic session. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, you mentioned Jeff's award. We also have awards that will be presented at the Trends Conference, too.
That's right. From noon to 1:30 on the second day, on November 9th, we have the Professional Development Awards luncheon that runs, again, from noon to 1:30. And each year, NAMA honors members with awards in marketing communications, public relations, and product species management and sales presentations. So those awards will be given out during that session.
Well, and the one thing we can't forget here, as great as all the program sessions are, this is also another NAMA opportunity to do networking with our peers in the industry, and there's definitely some social time built into the program, too.
Yeah, you know, I think I've always considered the fall trends meeting a different kind of meeting where, you know, the spring meeting is there's so much going on, and with the awards and with the trade show and everything else, this show really gives you the opportunity to focus on the sessions and the content, and we've designed them to have a lot of take-home messages and tools that agri-marketers can have. But also there's a great networking opportunity as well, as with all NAMA events. So we'd encourage folks to sign up for that aspect as well. Mm-hmm. And then it's right before NAFB, so the timing is really good. If you're going to NAFB, this is a great way to kind of kick off the week and get some great learning and some great networking in before NAFB.
That's exactly. It all just kind of blends together in there, you know?
That's right.
You know, a lot, because a lot of the folks that will be attending Trends, or at least a percentage of them, will probably stay through a portion of the NAFB convention through their trade talk session, which is on Thursday. Well, we hope that everybody that can is going to be there to attend. It certainly will be covering it and talking about it on AgWired. Looking forward to that. Cindy will be there with me, and look forward to seeing you in Kansas City next week.
Same here, Chuck. Look forward to seeing you.
One last thing I guess we ought to mention here is that if you haven't registered for the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, you can still do so. You can try either online at nama.org/trends, I think it is, or just when you walk in there to the registration table. And also on the website, you can sign up for free mobile conference text updates. And I think there's also a place to see who else is attending. So if you take a look at that and decide, hey, there's some folks there I need to see and talk to, this might be a great place to do it. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. And since we were talking progress through productivity, this is a song called Work in Progress by the Underdubs. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.